Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I can't stand losing.
I'm kind of looking forward to this one, Jay, because I'm just wondering where people are going to go with this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Talking to Jaden Daniels last night in the locker room in the podium, That's a dude that can't stand losing. He was pissed and upset and hurt. Yeah. I don't think nobody in that room was like, oh, man, this is part of the process. Like, they were pissed, and I think that's the right place to be, but now it's your turn. I think we're going to try Cairo because he might have been the first dude in the chat. What up, Cairo? Give us your blame pie, buddy.
Hey there. It's kind of just a full team loss on this one. I mean, I don't, there's not like one specific thing I can point at and say that's the reason why. So I guess 100% of the blame to the whole team. It's simple, but you know. It was a full team loss on this one, and they're all gonna want it back for different reasons, and it's, you know, I think they'll get back though. I think we're gonna show up on Philly, and that's really what's most important at the end of the day.
Yep, by bouncing back, baby. Time for the bounce back.
Appreciate you, buddy. I think this is a full team loss because there's so many different things you can point to and be like, that was it, that was it, that was it.
Yeah.
And when that's the case, it just means there's a million things. Phone line's going to be open all hour. Nelson Jordan via Twitter just says, blame pie, Benjamin St. Juice, 25%. Alameda Zacchaeus, 25%. Kingsbury, 20%. First inconsistent game, call and plays. Some of them were head scratchers. Every wide receiver but Terry McLaurin, 20%, and 10% to the refs. He's got a point.
Hey.
All right, Derek from the chat is going all in. Derek, what's your blame pie?
JP, B-Mitch, what's going on,
fellas? What's up, brother?
Y'all know I like to be positive and optimistic, and you guys are right, 100% team loss, that's fine. And the blame pie that y'all cooking up, I like that, but I'm bringing to the table a Benjamin pie because 100%, I'm throwing it on him, I'm tired of him. It's not just last game. It was against Baltimore, he's getting burnt. Last year, he's getting burnt. Probably against the Eagles, he's going to get burnt. I mean, how many times does it take for staying burnt? You hear it in the stands. Everybody knows they're going at him. It's no surprise. And then you got Zach Ertz out there. Get past the sticks, dude. You're a veteran. You're supposed to know, hey, we got this much yards, 9 yards. Let me get past the sticks and get ahead. Help my rookie quarterback. Let me do that. This guy's a plant from Philly. He's going to sell us two this week. Is Ben Sinning not ready? Why is he not ready? What's going on? You can blame Zacchaeus if you want to. He's like a rookie. These young guys, they're rookies. We're going to be fine down the road, but we got to get rid of St. Juice. I'm sorry, guys. We got to get rid of him. He is killing us. He's killing us.
Wow. Thank you, buddy. It's a good call.
Wow.
Landfill, what would you say to the claim that Zach Ertz needs to get past the sticks?
He's not wrong. I know he came back a little bit, but, you know, maybe don't catch the ball where it's in a gray area there. Leave no doubt.
Yeah.
You could just move, you know, a couple feet.
I know people are taught to go at least 2 yards past it.
Yeah.
To make sure. But that was too close. But, hey, man, I saw a guy run a 30-something-yard route, a 18, 19-yard route, whatever it was, never get touched.
It's tough. I want to let the callers keep going. Manuel is calling from California. What up, Manny? What was your blame pie?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I'm still kind of, you know, took it pretty hard. You know, we're not used to it anymore, this new standard. And my blame probably goes to the receivers all around. Especially Zach Ertz, Zacchaeus, and, you know, just a lot of drop balls, man. Zach Ertz had quite a few drop balls that could have been a game changer. And I honestly feel Jaden Daniels, too, was just not on his game, man. Like you guys said, he didn't get much rushing. You know, he met a defense that was quick enough for him. And, too, I just felt he was off a little all day. His passes were just a little off. He had quite a, you know, two or three passes I remember that were just off, including the one to Luke McCaffrey late in the game.
You got to go back and look at that. That thing went right through Luke's hands for the defensive back hit.
I think he's talking about the deep shot that was there. Either way. Listen, it wasn't Jaden's best game. I have a real tough time blaming him from yesterday.
But I'm kind of it's kind of weird that people that don't want him to run, now people want him to run. Kind of weird to me.
Well, yesterday I don't think there was much space to run.
Yeah.
But just as a passer, it was his. I mean, it's his worst completion percentage yet in the pros. In my mind, I got five, maybe six drops. So if those are caught, or if even half of those are caught, the completion percentage is going to jump up.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Jaden's best game, but you like to think that you build a team so that maybe you don't have to rely on your quarterback to be great every game, and you're still able to get some dubs. Thanks for the call, Manny. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Toothpick. Pick, what you got? Pick.
Hey, what's good, Vegas? What's good, JP?
What's happening?
Listen, you got to stay with me for my blame pie, okay? Brian Robinson has never played, since he's been in the NFL, never played a complete season. He even removed the four games when he got shot. He got beat up at the end of the season. So, here goes my blame pie. I got 20% to the schedule makers. 18-game season. That's not good for players' health and safety. The other 20% goes to the Players Association for taking the money instead of standing on principles with not going to 18 games. It may be a no-win situation, but the bye being so late, and this team does need a bye, it's hurting us. Because the management is probably worse than we know it stands.
I'm putting him on hold, Jeff.
Did Toothpick go into a tunnel?
Yeah, like he just dove in the deep end, I think. He also, that was very existential, who all he was mad at and why. Let's try.
I want Toothpick to understand, though, the players vote on that stuff, too, now.
Yeah, everybody has a say in it.
The Steelers play 18 games, too.
Right. Now, they are coming off a bye, and Washington gets a fresh. But you know what's entirely possible when Washington gets to the stretch run of their season? Coming off a bye with only four games left, like maybe they'll be ready to rock then. One thing I did want to, as it looks like, maybe this is premature, but hell, it's mid-November and Washington and Philly are separated by a half game for the division lead.
Mm-hmm.
If you look schedule-wise, I think the Eagles still have the Ravens and the Steelers on their schedule, whereas Washington's already played those teams.
Mm-hmm.
They also, the Eagles next week are Sunday night football against the Rams. So just looking at this schedule, I think Philly's probably going to be favored. It's possible they're favored in all their remaining games, but they do have the Panthers and the Giants and the Cowboys. So I think the schedule is going to kind of even out, but they go at Baltimore, at Pittsburgh, different vibe.
Yep.
Let's see if we can hear Pick. Toothpick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You got me now?
Yeah, try to go fast for us.
All right, real quick, the rest of my blame pie goes to special teams, defense, and offense. You can't have your best game every week, but all three phases can't fail at the same time.
I'm with that.
Thanks, buddy. That time it sounded like Pick was in the shower. Rusty is in Delaware.
I hope he's not calling us from the shower.
Rusty, give me your blame pie, dude.
I'm kind of calling you from the shower. I'm out here pressure washing, getting a little wet. But my blame pie, just like my credit pie, is 100% to the team. You win as a team, you lose as a team. And just some of the things from the game. I mean, it was kind of obvious that the better team won the game. I mean, credit goes to the Steelers. They're obviously in the situation where they are as an organization for a reason. Last night, I got a text message from an Eagle fan friend who said, hey, Rusty, in my opinion,
this game played 1 year from today, the Commanders find a way to win. Right now, they're just getting their feet under them in this first year of the new organization and trying to find ways to not lose. So hopefully we replay this game five more times. We've got three or four victories out of that because moving forward, we know what to look for. I will say Jaden did, in my opinion, look a little off at first, but I thought he made some adjustments in the second half. His passes seemed to be a little more timely. And something I want everybody to think about with that pass to Luke, the play before, I think he hit someone's helmet or someone's shoulder when he was throwing. So he was kind of like holding his arm down to the side. And then that ball to Luke was just a little bit off, and it looked like he was still dealing with I don't know if he banged his arm or whatnot. Maybe you guys do. And
yeah, it looked like he hit on his hand. He was holding on to that hand pretty good.
And I think that probably just caused his grip to be weird on that throw because, I mean, it was just a hair off. I mean, I had a perfect perspective from it in the stadium. Just wanted to let you know, JP, the shirt is being sent out today for our Harrington Spartans program.
Oh, dope.
We are now in the championship game this coming weekend. So I'm trying to get that shirt to you like ASAP. That way maybe you can shout them out before the championship. But nonetheless, it's on the way.
Okay. Well, thank you. Because of the Thursday night game, we're actually taping the show Thursday night in Philly after the game. So I probably won't be able to wear it until next week, however that impacts you.
No worries. No worries. But it'll be on its way, and it matches your game day outfit, navy blue.
Thanks, Justin. Yesterday I wasn't wearing navy, for the record. Reese is in St. Mary's. Let's go down to Southern Maryland. Reese, what up?
What's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
We're good, man.
Oh, well, I got to go. First of all, it was a great game because we just have to win them type of games and we have to be in them type of games. Everybody not going to play their best. That's just how the game go. I'm a diehard fan, so I know how it go. I'm happy where we at. But if I had to blame somebody, it's Hurts, and it's not even close. And it's not when he caught the ball at the last two plays. He's been catching the ball and dropping to his knee. Why he dropped to his knee, I don't even know. The play wasn't for him to drop to his knee. He just catch it and bag up like a tight end or turn around, and it's not even a close play. We get the first down with a whole yard. If you watch it and slow, watch the play, he just drops to one knee for no third reason. And so since he's a veteran, I have to blame it all on him because we're going to have tight games. That offense ain't going to play good, defense ain't going to play good. But when we have the moments, we just got to make the moments.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
They did not
take advantage. You're right. The moments are generating turnovers and not scoring. I think Dan Quinn will confess that drove him bananas.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Let's go to Lou in Silver Spring. Lou, what up, man? What's your blame pie?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So to what you said earlier, JP, I hope Jaden is pissed because the only thing that's going to get this taste out of their mouth is they go up there and handle Philly on Thursday. But blame pie, I'm going to give 10% to St. Juice. I'm giving 50% to Zacchaeus, quite frankly, in a one-point game. You know, he botched that punt. That's at least 3-point swing right there because they were already in field goal range. I'm going to go 25% to the offense. Jaden was off a little bit, a lot of drops by a lot of different receivers. And I'm going to give 15% to Kingsbury. I think his play calling kind of put us in some behind the chains a little bit, bad downs and distances. And I don't know what y'all think, but I don't understand why we're running Nichols and Eckler up the gut when Rodriguez has really been proven to be more of the hammer in place of B-Rob being out. But I'll take it off the air. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's a fair question because Rodriguez.
I just know that he's a big enough back where he can be a batterer. You know, he'd go in there and beat him down.
Rodriguez looked good against the Giants last week and just didn't get much work. But honestly, outside of Eckler, nobody really got much work. McNichols had 4 carries. C-Rod had 2. Jaden had just the 3. We kind of saw this against Baltimore. That when they don't feel like the run game is there, they just kind of get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I also agree with that call from Lou. Like, we got to include OZ in this because, granted, those two turnovers or the one turnover and the one fumble were early in the game, but the points in the beginning of the game matter just as much as the ones at the end.
They sure in the hell do.
Like,
who say he shouldn't be involved?
No, I'm not saying anybody said definitively, but he's like, man, we got to make sure we keep that in mind. All right, I'm trying to go in numerical. Hype, what do you call it? Time order. Hype, what's the term I'm looking for? I haven't slept much.
Just say in order of time.
Chronological. Blake is on the line. Blake, what's your blame pie? Blake, you there?
Nah, it was right.
Blake, last call, buddy. All right, Blake, Godspeed. I'll put him on hold, Jeff, if you can track him down. I'll go to DJ in D.C. DJ, what up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Good,
man.
Buddy. How are you?
My blame pie is definitely going to be 40% on Mr. I'm getting beat all the time juice, because there's no way in the world you're 10 yards off of your daggone receiver. The man doesn't even give you a double move, and he still gets bashed you for a touchdown. I'm not understanding that. And this is a week-in, week-out thing with him. He's going to either get beat or he's going to get a pass interference constantly. B. Mitch, I need you to come off the headphones and show the kids how to go ahead and hold this daggone ball when it gets kicked to him, because I don't know what he was doing out there yesterday. And it's not just yesterday. He's been having bottle issues this year. I don't understand it. 10% is definitely going to Kingsbury. I'm definitely going to go ahead and give another 25 to Ertz. The drop passes, actually the whole receiving core, the rest of the blame pack goes to the receiving core outside of Terry. They're dropping passes that are hitting them dead in the chest. Diaby is mad that he don't get playing time. You showed why. You're not supposed to get playing time yesterday. Wide open in the end zone. You left your feet and the ball was sitting there still at your daggone chest. No excuse for it at all. Jaden was a little bit off on his throws yesterday. I noticed since the injury, he's been a touch off, more so than when he was when he first started. But still, they're catchable balls. There's no excuse for what's going on. And we got to go ahead and start using Rodriguez when Robinson is down. As the guy said earlier, man, he's a battering ram. He's going to wear the defense down. We got to use him. That's all I got.
All right, brother. That's a strong call. Thank you, DJ. I do wonder, you know, offensively, the numbers have dipped a little over the last couple of weeks since the big shot to the ribs. I don't know that it's fair to say, you know, the injuries are piling up, but guys get beat up over the course of the year. Like, yeah. That also happens in every locker room across the league.
But you get through it.
He's gotten through everything right now. In no way is Jaden the problem. Like, you got to be able to win games where your quarterback is just good or fine and the rest of the team is, because a lot of their wins have been because he was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a team sport, man. And he is a rookie. He's going to learn. I also think Pittsburgh was really, really smart to kind of keep him in the pocket. And when there were plays to be made, way too many times he was let down by pass catchers.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can have that combined with an ineffective run game and move forward to win a game. Even though you had a lead, you had an opportunity, mm-hmm. and you let him off the hook. If you're looking for an opportunity to buy or sell your home, there's only one person in the DMV you should work with. It's our friend John Leahy, and it's because he's got a deep bench of buyers and understands this market inside and out.
Just like Lisa. Lisa had a home to sell in Clarksburg, and she found John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group to be nothing but a huge asset. They came in with a targeted plan, which was perfect for both our home and busy schedule. John and his team also set realistic expectations and then only went on to exceed them. Even when an unexpected complication occurred, the Fine Living Group was able to pivot quickly. Lisa received more visits and offers than she ever could have expected. And that resulted in a top-of-the-market value for her home to the extent that it was the highest-selling unit in her neighborhood to date. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out your home's value in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And there's plenty of reasons to work with John. If you want to know just how much your house might be worth, he's got this home valuation tool at the top of his website, johnsellsdmv.com. It's worth finding out what John believes your house is worth. And then if you're nervous, but I got to do some upgrades to sell it for top dollar, John can help you out. You guys can agree on a program to make those upgrades to your house up to $50,000, and you just settle on the back end at closing, which drives your sales price way up. Trust me. Call John Leahy. Have a conversation. Do you want to buy? Do you want to sell? Do you just want to check out your options? That's what he's there for. He's the DMV MVP of real estate. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online. That's johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Start packing.
No idea. It's called Blame. That's why I picked it.
This is like, you know how at like Aldi, they have like fake brands of like regular grocery store stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Aldi version of We Didn't Start the Fire. B, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Aaron Rodgers decided he didn't like Mike Williams, got him traded off the team. I'm sure he'll claim that's not accurate, but it's clearly what happened.
Yeah.
Jets went and got their ass kicked yesterday, which at this point I'm starting to enjoy.
Oh, man, listen.
31-6 final in the desert.
Yeah.
Couldn't help but notice Mike Williams catches that touchdown last night. Obviously, there's no positives about that, but somewhere Aaron Rodgers had to watch that and be like, damn.
No. I guarantee he didn't say damn. He never felt like nothing was a problem. He just think because he decides on it, it's supposed to happen.
You know, I gave out some numbers on Friday, I think, that the path to winning this game was to get Russ Wilson having to throw the ball a lot and to get away from their run game. And that's why I wanted Washington to build this lead so Pittsburgh would have to chase. And it started to work. They were up 10. And all of a sudden, Russ is having to throw and they're turning the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
Their numbers landed exactly where they want them. In their two wins prior to yesterday, Russ thrown the ball 28 and 29 times. Yesterday, he finished 28 pass attempts. And in their two wins since Russ took over, their running backs had run for at least 29 and 32 carries. Yesterday, they finished with 35 carries.
Wow.
That's their formula, dude. And you had an opportunity to disrupt their formula. And to quote the late Dennis Green,
you let him off the hook.
You let him off the hook. Our guy Drew Cohen is on the line. What up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, that was a tough loss, and, you know, there was a lot of stuff, so it's hard to come up with a blame pie, but I'm going to put 100% of my blame pie around that one last, that play to Ertz, but I'm going to break it down. I think it's 45% on Ertz, 45% on the refs, 5% on the camera that's supposed to be at that marker, that's supposed to make sure that that call is always right without ambiguity, and 5% on Lady Luck for breaking our fourth down conversion streak at the worst possible time. You know, on the positive side, I think that's going to make our team tougher. And, you know, to paraphrase an old saying, you know, kind of misquoted a little bit, Steelers sharpen steel. I think our guys are going to be better off in January for having gone through yesterday.
All right. Let's hope you're right, Drew. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care, right, guys.
Take care, man.
Lanville or Jeffrey, did you guys have a blame pie you want to unleash on the world?
Realistically, I think you got to put a lot of the blame on the defensive secondary. They're just not good enough. I know the team knows that. That's why they got Lattimore. Unfortunately, didn't play. I'm going to go half there. I think the offense does deserve some blame. Although they scored 27 points, it looked like they would either – they had way too many three and outs at situations that I think were kind of crucial. When they got that fumble down there, They gave the ball back really quickly. If they had been able to maybe get another couple first downs, I think the game is possibly different there. So I'm going to go like 25% offense. And then I think I'm going to go 25% special teams. The punt returning game there with OZ, it wasn't it.
And for all the concern about the kicker being out, Seibert was out. Gonzo comes in, kicks pretty well.
He was hitting it, dog.
His kicks have a unique look to them. kind of kicks like a floater, if that makes sense. But whatever. He made the kicks he was given.
He made them. That's all that matters.
I would have had a little bit of nerves if Gonzo was lining up for the game winner with a long snapper that was sick, but that's why you play the games, man. Yeah. I think he was 2 for 2 on field goals and 3 for 3 on extra points. Can't ask for much more.
Did his job, man.
Jeffrey, you got a blame pie, bud?
Yes. I'm going to go 30% offense, 30% defense, 30% special teams, 10% Benjamin St. Juice. Because my thing is, I know everyone's talking about, yo, you can't put this on St. Juice, da-da-da, da-da-da. It was plays that needed to be made. Dude, every week when an opposing offense need a play, they either attack BSJ, and it's either one or two things, a long catch
or a flag,
or a PI. Yeah. So I got to give it to
you. Did you notice, sorry to interrupt, Jeff, on the roughing call early in that game that you and I both thought was pretty weak, Brian?
How quick he looked back.
BSJ was in coverage and jumped up and just immediately looked around for a flag.
Yes.
Like don't I look saw guilty.
It. I was like, dude, nothing is on you.
He's a physical, handsy corner, and he's got long arms.
He's going to have to learn how to not be so handsy, though.
Yeah, dude. Please, Jeff, continue.
Oh, no, that was it. That was my 100%.
All of it?
That's 100%.
Yeah, 30, 30, 30, 10.
I'm not a math guy.
We know.
Let's go to Super Dave. Super Dave in Waldorf. Hello, Dave. What's your blame pie?
JP, B. Mitch, what up, though?
What up, brother?
Man, first and foremost, I want to say shout out to all the veterans, past and present. Thank you, everybody, for your military service. I am a United States Air Force veteran, and I'm outside eating free today.
All right, bro.
That's great, man. Thank you for everything you've done.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you. So real quick, man, I want to mirror Jeff Pye a little bit. But for me, I just want to change my 10%. I don't know why people are not talking about this more, but I want to give my last 10% to Johnny Newton. And the reason I say that is because all the mistakes the mistakes we made yesterday, we didn't take advantage of none of our opportunities. But at the end of the day, we still gave ourselves a chance at the end of the game. We still, with all the mistakes we made, fellas, we still gave ourselves a chance at the end of the game. I know you can't blame it all on one play, but everybody knows they were not going for it on that 4th and 1. Had they went for it and not got it, we automatically win the game. We already right there on their side of the field. So I feel like he made the boneheaded, most rookiest mistake of all. And one other option I want to make is, if you don't believe yesterday was a true testament as to why this team needs a number 2 wide receiver, you're crazy. Outside of number 17, nobody else has guaranteed hands on this team. 85, 86, 14, 12, none of them. Even 85, he catches the ball when he wants to. The guaranteed hands is number 17, and none of the receivers helped out JD5 yesterday, man. We went against probably the best defense we have seen all year, and they was coming off a bye week. You could tell they were studying and watching film because some of them plays, bro, we just couldn't get off the ball. Mm-hmm. The RPOs, they were shutting us down. But we still played a very good game. B. Mitch, you and I both know, football player, everybody know, the 1 points, the 2 points, the 3 point losses are the worst losses to take, bro. But we got to take it on the chin and take it with a grain of salt. And one last question, B. Mitch, I always got a question before I go. Hey, listen. At the kick return, the punt returner, we know 14 don't have good hands at punt return. But when we do the kick return, we put number 30 back there. I'm not a football genius or a football mind, but if you play kick return, can't you play punt return too?
Not that easy.
Put number 30.
Now, if you play punt return, you can play kick return. But if you play kick return, don't mean you can play punt return.
Okay. Thanks for the call,
okay.
Dave.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a total difference when you got to catch that ball and watch those different angles all the time.
Here's what we're going to do. Ton of people still on the line. Stay there. Charlie Batch is joining us at noon. At 12:30, you'll hear from Dan Quinn. Plenty more to come. Breaking down yesterday's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers for the 7-3 Washington Commanders.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Build a quick same-game parlay for Monday night matchup, but I'm going to go with anytime touchdown. You know, I'd go with the over rushing yards on any player that you feel going to get those yards. And when you come down to the passing yards, you definitely jump on that quarterback. And then just visit FanDuel.com/Ryan to make every moment more of this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm trying to figure out my blame pie. What I like to do is I write a bunch of names and problems down, and then I try to figure out my percentages. I got BSJ, Newton, the run game, the drops, and OZ as a separate category. Drops from passes versus drops on punts, I'm separating. We're going to keep the phones going, though, because these folks have been on hold a long time. Jay is in Columbia. Jay, what up?
Me, Mitchell, JP, how we living?
What up, brother?
Good, man.
Hey, my blame pie, I mean, I'm going to definitely do 80% team, but nobody talked about it for real. Like, the refs, like, we really get no calls. Like, I mean, we got a rough in the pass on Russ last year. I don't know if y'all remember that. Chase, it was toward that Hail Mary, which is why Forrest, you know, obviously picked up one of the DBs for the Bears. But we had a Hail Mary on us as well against the Broncos last year. But on that possession, I want to say Chase got a call on a rough for a passing on Russ. So, for some odd reason, Russell gets that rough in the passer call on us a lot. And then, obviously, also with the spot, it was clear as day, y'all. If they talk so much about forward progress, why didn't we get it? But we don't get no calls, you know. And that's what I'm worried about Thursday, you know, playing Philly. Last year when we played Philly twice, you know, that game went down to a bunch of two calls that didn't, you know, Terry's toe tap and Jahan's catch. So the refs are bad. But as a team, though, obviously special teams, I mean, as the kids, bro, you know, he worried me a little bit against the Ravens. I don't know if y'all remember, he had a bobble against the Ravens. So he's kind of been due for one. We got to work on that. Obviously, offensively, drops. Everybody talking about De'Ami Brown, but we end up scoring on that one. But don't get me wrong, you shouldn't have dropped it, but we end up scoring on that one. But we had some drive-killing drops, yes. Jaden was throwing the ball a little bit harder than he needed to yesterday. So I think he was a little happy feedback there in the pocket. But, again, that's stuff you work on. And then defensively, St. Juice, that's probably about the only thing I can say. Newton is young. I mean, he's young, got hype. You know, y'all remember B. Mitch, you played. You know D. Lyman. They be hype, so they gotta learn how to calm down. Linebackers too. So, but I don't think Pittsburgh did nothing overwhelming. I mean, we really only gave up 14 raw points, in my opinion. And then obviously we got the fumble on the goal line, which could have been potentially 21. So the defense did about the best you can do against a sorry Pittsburgh offense that just runs the ball and throw moon balls. So we good, y'all. Let's just get ready for Thursday against Philly and let's dominate. Y'all
thanks,
good.
Brother. Appreciate the call, dude.
run the ball and throw moon balls, right?
Kind of effective. Rick is in McLean, or there's a dude named Rick McLean on the line. Hello, Rick.
It's Rick from McLean.
Got it. How are you, buddy?
But, hey, man, thanks for taking my call. And go Commanders. The only blame I got is the refs not showing the flag more when they beat up on our quarterback. But besides that, last year at this time, the Steelers would have steamrolled us. And back in July, I'm sure we thought when we seen that on our schedule, oh, boy. But I'm so proud of them guys going toe-to-toe, fist to cuffs, and hey, hail to the Commanders. We're going to get the Eagles Thursday night. Don't worry about it.
All right, thanks, brother, for the call,
appreciate
bud.
You.
I don't know exactly who this is, but Will Clinton's on the line.
Bill?
Hello, Will.
Is Bill calling us?
No, it's Will. It's Will from Clinton.
Will from Clinton. What's up, dude? What's your blame line?
How y'all doing? My blame for 50% go to St. Jude, and I get 50% to the receivers for not being able to catch the ball. But my question is, why is it that Jaden, he got to be perfect, and he played well enough to win the game, But because he didn't run for 50 yards, now he's blamed, be blamed for the game. And I can't wait for the guys from 2 o'clock, the Drake May guy at 2 o'clock to blame the whole game on him.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it. I don't think anybody's blaming that game.
Blame the whole game on him, they're stupid. I'll just say that.
I don't think anybody's going to blame that game on Jaden at all. But thank you for the call. I think Pittsburgh, here's the biggest thing with Jaden's rush totals yesterday. I think the biggest factor is you hope that's something that Pittsburgh is able to do because of the personnel they have defensively,
yeah,
and not something that other teams will now watch and see if they can emulate it.
Their defensive line, I mean, their rushes are exceptional.
I mean, when you got Watt and Highsmith on the edges, Hayward on the interior.
Puts a ton of strain on
the
offensive
line. And Queen was really good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric at Gaithersburg. Eric, what up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. So, real quickly, I would say it's 20% on the special teams. I mean, muffing those kicks like that just really killed us. Killed us in field position. I'm going to put 40% on Ertz. I don't understand, like the other guy said, why we don't have the Senate in there. I mean, I'm not in practice, so I don't see how he's playing, but my goodness, we can't. We got to get better play. He's dropping balls, not in the right position. And then I put 40% really on the offensive line. I mean, Jaden was struggling, but it seems like the Steelers were in the backfield more than the running backs were. You know, you just can't keep letting guys run through like that and crushing the team. And as far as St. Jude's goes, you know, I feel like the guy's playing out of position. I mean, there's a lot of hate going on at him, but he's not a number one cover guy. So it's not really fair. You're putting him out there, and they're asking him to do a lot, but he's just not the guy for that. When we get Lattimore in there, I think they'll be a lot better off, and he can sign him on to the number two receiver. Appreciate everything, fast guys.
Thanks, buddy. Right. Good call. If you're trying to run racehorses and you don't buy racehorses and you just get regular horses and they get smoked, like, you got to consider what you're trying to accomplish and with what tools. Terry.
Yeah, actually, any one of those defensive backs is playing, do they think that they are that guy?
They always got to think they are.
Well, they don't just have to, but they think they are.
Yeah.
So that's why they're on the field.
Terry's in D.C. Terry, what you got, bud?
Appreciate you for taking my call. I got 50% on the wide receivers, 20% special teams, 20% to the DBs, and 10% for lack of the running game. B. Mitch said something, you know, I've been hearing him say it for years. And when you have a close game like that, the game sometimes comes down to maybe three or four plays, maybe five. And if you can convert two of those plays, a lot of those drop passes were critical. And Pittsburgh was the perfect team. You guys just talked about personnel. Mike Tomlin, you know, he faces Lamar Jackson twice a year.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not surprising that they were able to kind of like keep Jaden in the pocket, make him throw from the pocket. But Jaden made some throws, and those guys let him down.
Yeah.
So they got to come up with those throws. And but one call that, you know, I know it didn't make a difference in the game, but the call when the guy for Pittsburgh jumped in the air and he grabbed
I don't know how the hell that wasn't called.
How was that not called?
I don't know. That's a good point, Terry.
All these referees are idiots, man. Seriously.
Thank you, Terry. Last one. We got to go fast. A.B. in Riverdale. A.B., what you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, man.
No problem.
I don't want to – I'm really blaming the coaching staff, and they all can really eat the pie. But there's a few things that I'm concerned about. Dan Quinn, we're no longer the underdogs. We have to realize that we're the top dog, and there's teams coming at us. The Bears, a couple weeks ago, the entire week, they were talking so much trash. This week, fake punts. Like, I feel like the Steelers came out ready to hit us in the mouth, and that's what they did. Another thing, is Forbes not coachable? Like, damn, like, can we coach him up to just cover someone? And then Eckler. Eckler is not an every down back. Why wasn't Nichols the primary running back and then have Eckler stay in his role as the number two guy? That's all I got, guys. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks, buddy. Right, I appreciate the call. It's good stuff. When we come back, Charlie Batch joins the program. Then you'll hear from Dan Quinn.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.